The U.S. fight against the Taliban is not over, but the man known as the American Taliban is free. In the fall of 2001, not long after 9/11, Afghan forces allied with the United States captured John Walker Lind. He's been in a U.S. federal prison for 17 years until he was released today. Earlier, we spoke with NPR national security correspondent Hannah Alam and asked how an American at that time ended up in Afghanistan.
Yeah, he grew up in California, and around age 16, he became interested in Islam, ends up converting, and then with his parents' permission, he sets off to study Arabic and Islam in Yemen and then Pakistan, and then he crosses into Afghanistan, and things get really murky. He sympathized with the Taliban cause, goes off to join them, ends up at a training camp where at one point he even met Osama bin Laden.
Wow.
Yeah, this was before 9/11, but definitely after other al-Qaeda attacks on U.S. interests.
How did he end up in U.S. custody after the United States struck back for 9/11 in Afghanistan?
Right. Well, in November 2001, Lind was captured by the Afghan Northern Alliance. He's questioned by CIA officers who were on the ground. And then moments after he's questioned, this big prisoner revolt unfolds. One of those agents, Mike Spann, was killed. The revolt's put down, and in this long and bloody ordeal, Lind gets shot in the leg, but he does end up as one of only 86 of several hundred Taliban prisoners to survive.
So this is interesting. We've got a guy who served 17 years of a 20-year sentence. He's out on good behavior, can't hold him any longer. But it's unusual because normally prisoners in a war would be prisoners of war until the war is over, and then you let them go. But now you have a sort of endless war against terror groups. And aren't there multiple people like John Walker Lind who are supposed to get out at some point?
Certainly. You know, he's sometimes called detainee number one in the so-called war on terror. And now, in a way, he's parolee number one.
Hmm.
And is going to be a test case for several people who are going to be released in the next 4 or 5 years. I spoke to Michael Jensen. He's a researcher at the START Center. It's a terrorism research center at the University of Maryland. And he talked about this. This is what he said.
This is a wave that's coming at us right now that we are not currently prepared to deal with. So my hope with the Lind case is that people look at it carefully, assess what his risks and what his needs are, and then we use that as a foundation to build on for future releasees. So, we need to move quickly on this. It's in the next 4 years, we're going to have 100 of these individuals that we're trying to reintegrate back into U.S. communities.
Wow, 100.
That's right. And Jensen said there's no national plan, no strategy in place to deal with this. So there's a scramble now to come up with one.
Well, if Lind is the test case, let's think this through. He gets out today. There's still a battle against the Taliban and other terror groups. How's the United States going to deal with him?
Yeah, absolutely. He'll get out, and he has a probation period of 3 years. And so in that time, he'll be watched very closely, really restricted access to the internet. Pretty much everything he does online for the next 3 years has to be signed off on by his parole officer.
Oh, he's monitored the same way that parents may monitor their kids, only more extremely, perhaps.
Right, much more extremely. There's also, travel restrictions and other sort of, the normal restrictions for people on probation. But really, with Lind, the extra restrictions on the internet are to prevent him from becoming an online recruiter for, extremist groups.
Hannah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Hannah Alam.